Sagt, this is dictating on Charles Ingram, ING, RAM. INGRAM Charles CHARLES. Date of birth is 10/15/39. Date of visit 5/11/23. Please make copy for Dr. Gore de Lawrence. I'm sorry, Gore de Lamerance. That is G-O-A-R. G-O-A-R. The Lamerance. D-E-L. I'm sorry. D-E-L-A-M-E-R-E-N-S. The Lamerance. M-D. Dr. Gore de Lamerance, M.D. Date of birth is 10/15/39, the patient's date of birth. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is COPD and lung nodule. Next paragraph is respiratory illness. This is a this is an 83-year-old white male who has a past history of COPD and a history of non-small cell lung cancer. Has previously had a previously had a lung CA for which he received radiation therapy to a right upper lung nodule. The patient subsequently had follow-up CAT scans of the chest, which showed a new right lower lobe nodule. A new right right lower lung nodule. The patient went for a biopsy of the right lung nodule on April 23. I'm sorry, underwent biopsy on April 19, 23. The patient developed a pneumothorax post biopsy and was hospitalized and had to be observed chest tube placement to the right chest. Subsequently, the pneumothorax did dissolve, and the chest tube was removed. The pathology report from the biopsy showed atypical squamous cell, but no definite malignancy. The patient presently feels better. He has no shortness of breath or chest pains. The nice cough or hemoptysis, and has had no recent weight loss. The expert past history includes history of cardiac catheterization and CABG times 4. He also has been treated for atrial fibrillation and CHF. He had a Wharton's tumor removed from the right carotid artery and had a diverticulosis with GI bleeding, for which colonoscopies were done. He had a mild stroke in 2018. And has been treated for anemia. The patient had coronary artery stenting done in the past, and he had a previous lung biopsy done in July of 2021, following which he received radiation therapy to a right lung CA. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 60 years. No significant alcohol use. Next, father, family history. Father had a myocardial infarct. Mother died of aneurysm. Next paragraph. System review. The patient complains of fatigue and some weight loss. He has cataracts. He has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He does have urinary frequency and flank pains. No hay fever or asthma, but has some wheezing and shortness of breath. There's no abdominal pains, nausea, rectal bleeding, or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, and no leg swelling. He has no anxiety nor depression. He has easy bruising. He has no joint pains or muscle aches. He does have some memory loss and no skin rash nor itching. Next paragraph. Med list included amiodarone 200 milligrams daily, Coreg 3.125 milligrams BID, and Lasix 20 milligrams daily, Kalorcon 10 milligrams daily, Losartan 50 milligrams daily, Protonix 40 milligrams daily, Aldactone 25 milligrams daily, Anoro 1 puff daily, and Eliquist 2.5 milligrams BID. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 130/70. Pulse is 62, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 170, saturation 97. HEA non-phthalic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions, breath sounds diminished at the periphery. And occasional wheezes are scattered bilaterally. heart, the absence of irregular asthma on S2, no mom and no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, reflexive the 1+ with no gross motor absence. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD is emphysema. Number 2 is a history of non-small cell lung cancer. Right lower lobe status post SBRT. Number 3 is right lung nodule. Number 4 is atrial fibrillation and ASHD. In the next paragraph, plan patient has been advised to get a CBC and a COAG profile, and also continue with Anoralapta 1 puff daily. A CT chest to be repeated in June 23, and the patient will come in for a follow-up here in approximately 8 weeks. A PFT will also be done with lung volumes. Thank you for the consultation. Copy of this to Gore D. Lemerens. Gore is G-O-A-R. D. Lemerens. D-E-A. D-E-L-A-M-E-R-E-N-S. M-D. Thank you.